second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, that's me, here on the south side of town in Rutherford County in Smyrna. Willie Donick over in East Nashville. Chase McCabe out on the west side in Bellevue. And Marquise Munson back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. Titans first-round pick Thursday night, 29th overall in the virtual NFL draft, was Isaiah Wilson, the big tackle from Georgia. We watched him in his playing days in the SEC. Of course, Georgia coming right here to Nashville to kick off their season against Vanderbilt. Chase, we were there in the stands, and right now we welcome Isaiah Wilson to the show. Isaiah, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be on the show with you guys this morning.
Well, thanks for joining us. So how does it feel now that the dust has settled and you can come up for air and just think about now you're ready to start your professional career? What was the whole experience like?
It was very surreal, to say the least. It was a very special moment for me and my family. I went through a wave of emotions. I was just extremely happy and ready to get to work and to join the culture that is at Tennessee, and I'm ready to be a part of the family.
I'm surprised, Isaiah, over the years, how many players I've talked to and asked this question, how many say they had no clue who was going to take them. I just always kind of felt like the process would lead you to having an idea or some conversations or what have you. So I'll ask you what I've asked so many people over the years. Did you have any clue where you were going, who was really interested in you? Did you think the Titans were a possibility?
I just knew in my heart and believed that I was a first rounder. And that would happen for me. And I had a few inklings, but there was nothing ever really said as to where I was going or who was taking me, so I didn't know on that end, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was definitely just excited and waiting and willing to work for whoever called upon me to help them win games and to be a part of the team. I really had no foresight coming in there.
Obviously, you did a lot of winning at Georgia. So in your college career, you got to experience a lot of winning. And now you're coming to a team on the heels of just their season ended at the AFC Championship game to the eventual Super Bowl winner. So what is that like, knowing coming into a team that was coming off a very successful year?
It just means I get to learn from a lot of people who have been there and done it at a high level. When you go in the championship game, you're doing something right and you're doing it at a high level, and the culture of the team is all positive and whatnot. And it should be easy to come in and kind of learn from those guys. I mean, I just want to soak up all the knowledge I can from all the veteran linemen and from all the veteran players, just to pick their brain on IQ and how to read certain plays as an offensive player and things of that nature. I just can't wait to win.
How much does it excite you? Georgia was no stranger to running the football. There's been some pretty special running backs come through that program over decades of football in Athens, Georgia, but no different than your time there. How much does it excite you knowing you're coming to a franchise that also is run oriented? They're going to give the ball to their big back, Derrick Henry.
I love that aspect of the game for sure. I like beating people up, and I'm sure I'm going to have the opportunity to do that.
We're talking to Isaiah Wilson, the first-round draft pick for the Tennessee Titans. And Isaiah, my brother lived in Brooklyn for a long, long time, and so I've spent a lot of time up there. And so I'm curious what it was like playing football in that unique place. I mean, it's such a vastly populated area, massive city, and it's not known as much for producing football players. So what was that like growing up?
It was definitely different. I would always get the funny stares. I was always big as a kid, so I was taller than my teachers. I was always the biggest kid in the school or in the class, and it's interesting. Everyone kind of wonders if you play basketball and whatnot, but it's interesting and it's fun and it's unique and it's great to be able to show kids from where I'm from that you could do it as well.
So what were the youth leagues like up there? We have this vision of, you know, high school football on Friday nights in the Southeast. I'm sure you got a taste of it when you went down to Athens. But so what was it like for you in high school? What's a high school week like or game night like from your hometown?
My high school is actually pretty big on football, so we could have a Friday night lights game, and the whole school would come out, and the opposing school they would come out whenever we played. It was a big game. We weren't in a conference because of the league we were in. We were too good for it, so they kind of left that conference and just started playing independent schools up and down the East Coast. So we were always playing pretty good competition or maybe even a post-grad school, and we would typically pack out our stadium.
Now, is Coach Vrabel aware that you have quarterback experience from high school, lining up in the Wildcat offense? I got to hear about this. I'm looking at the Georgia bio here. 3 touchdowns in 1 game as a QB. Tell us about that.
pretty much in high school, I went to Wildcat. I told my coach to let me run the ball a few times, and I promised him I would score. And I ended up getting it in. I got it in, so a few times, and it was a lot of fun, especially being a lineman. I played tight end my whole career up until high school, so I was always kind of good with a ball. I had good ball skills, good athleticism, and I just got the ball in high school and made my most of the opportunity.
So I feel like Coach Vrabel's got to know this, right? Arthur Smith, this is material for the future here. I can see some goal line situations. You know, there's also some offensive linemen for the Titans that have caught touchdown passes, so that you could be in that club.
Yeah, definitely. Try to sneak that in there and see if Coach Vrabel let me catch a few TD passes.
You're okay with that, all right. So how did you get to Georgia? Tell us about the recruiting process.
I got to Georgia because of Coach Pitt, I would say, and just the family that 2017 class was building. I didn't know a ton of people in the 2016 class, but I knew from watching them that year while I was in high school, I just knew that they were pretty much trying to get over the hump that everyone said that they were going through, you know? I think that year they went 7-5 or 7-6. Everyone pretty much tried to say that team was down and out, and I had a different feeling about them. I saw a lot of games that were won and lost. I mean, I think they could have easily been 10-2, and everybody would have looked at them different. And I wanted to be a part of that team. It was Coach Smart's first year there. I like the culture that he was building and putting into place at that college, at that university. And the 2017 class was a very special class, very tightly knit, big family culture is what was there. And I definitely wanted to be a part of something special and be with those guys and work with those guys and get coached by the best O-line coach that I could.
I always felt like Georgia, when you go to Athens, it's such a beautiful place. I'm wondering what that was like for you going from the city like you did. When you visited Georgia, what were your thoughts when you got to the campus?
It was definitely a new way of life, but I enjoyed it a ton, like a real tremendous amount. Being from New York, I'm used to seeing a lot of concrete, a ton of buildings. Not really nature side of life, but when I got to Georgia, I was able to experience plains, fields, just open farmland, driving around and seeing horses, that kind of thing. And that's something new to appreciate that I couldn't do in New York. And just smelling the air out there on a farm is different than walking outside and smelling the air of a busy New York street. So there's a lot of things I got to take in when I got to Georgia that I got to enjoy. Definitely enjoyed my fair share of barbecue. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for me, and I can't wait to see what Tennessee has to offer and what being in there entails. I've been there a few times. It's a very it's a gorgeous state, gorgeous wildlife, gorgeous nature, and I just can't wait to experience it.
We're talking to Isaiah Wilson, the first-round pick by the Tennessee Titans. So how many of your fellow offensive linemen have you had a chance to talk to since you your name was called by the Titans?
I've talked to a few. You know, just kind of chopping it up. They introduced themselves to me and pretty much told me if I need anything, I could call them, ask them, talk to them. And just build a relationship with them, and I highly appreciate that. I'm sure as I get deeper into this playbook, they're gonna regret giving me that option. I'm gonna be calling them a lot to make sure I got the plays right. But other than that, I just can't wait to be a part of the family and get to go to work.
How excited are you to be able to work and, like you just said, pick the brain of somebody like Taylor Lewan that has played at such a high level at the tackle position?
It's definitely going to be fun. I get to learn tips and tricks he's using after being in the league for some years now, and I get to learn those as a rookie, you know, so it's definitely going to be fun. Just to learn all the tricks in the toolbox and safety rotation and what he reads and where he looks on a defender and how he keeps his hands consistent and just using it in my game, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, especially when you start to figure it out. So.
Now, Isaiah, I don't know if you have studied the videos of this offensive line, but you know one of the prerequisites is you're going to have to be able to chug a beer. Possibly through a catfish, because this offensive line has been known to do that. I don't know what your skills are in that department, but I'm just giving you a heads up that you need to be ready for that.
That ain't no problem.
Well, that's a good thing, because this line knows how to have a good time. Is that what you're probably the most excited about, is just seeing how close knit they are, and that, you know, they're a family, they go to work, but they have fun?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to be a part of it, man. Those are two things I really enjoy about the game. I like having fun, and I like the brotherhood that's built behind having fun and going to work with somebody and winning games with them, and, you know, just doing that type of stuff. So I can't wait, personally.
So, Isaiah, let's end with this. Let's learn a couple fun facts about you. So, what type of music do you listen to? What's your go-to?
Man, I listen to everything. That's a trick question.
Okay.
I listen to rap. I listen to R&B. I listen to rock. I listen to soul. I listen to some oldies, you know, some reggae.
So, whatever you're feeling that day.
Pretty much everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Some days I wake up and I just play some Motley Crue. Some days I wake up and I play some Bradley Gilbert.
What is typically your game day mood? What's your music on game day?
Oh, man. Okay, that ranges too. Sometimes, you know, I like to hear, like, some singing. Like, sometimes I listen to some singers on game day, kind of just make puts you in a different headspace, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes I listen to some aggressive rap, aggressive rock, but that all varies and depends. I just wake up and just listen to a singer a whole day just because their voice was sounding like great for whatever reason that day.
All right. Okay, and finally, your favorite food is what?
My favorite food? It might be churros.
It may be what?
Can I say churros?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so that's an interesting answer. I thought we were going to get that.
You could find a churro in Nashville. You can.
No doubt.
Yeah, I like churros and like funnel cake.
Okay. You can definitely find both of those.
All right, cool, for sure. I can't wait. I get to try out some churros and funnel cake in Nashville.
Well, hopefully you guys, we talked to the general manager, John Robinson, yesterday. Hopefully you guys will be able to get out on the field sooner rather than later in these unusual times that we're in. Congratulations on getting selected in the first round by the Titans. We're looking forward to getting to know you better once you get here, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, that is Isaiah Wilson, the big tackle from Georgia, the Titans' first-round pick, the 29th pick overall on Thursday evening. We will come back. More of Darren, Donnie, and Chase next.